Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I meant to get to this yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this on 60 Minutes. George Clooney, the president, tweeted about it, or whatever he does, Truth Social, about George Clooney commenting on him. You know, because he really started the ball rolling with Joe Biden's cognitive ability. You remember that?
He was the mouthpiece for Obama, which I believe Clooney, didn't he pen an op-ed in the New York Times?
Yes, he did, yep.
Yep.
So 60 Minutes asked him about that, if he had any regrets doing it. Roll it.
Happy you did it?
Yeah. I'll make it kind of easy. I was raised to tell the truth. I had seen the president up close for this fundraiser, and I was surprised. And so I feel as if there was a lot of profiles and cowardice in my party through all of that. And I was not proud of that, and I also believed I had to tell the truth.
So now you decided that you had to, your conscience got to you, and you had to tell the truth. At the 23rd hour, when defending Joe Biden, much like schmucks on Morning Joe, remember, in April, you had Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough sitting there on television telling you, this is the sharpest Joe Biden we've ever seen. 6 weeks later, he can't put a sentence together in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
It's just embarrassing. And again, I think this really reiterated, or it was reaffirmation, that Hollywood is not going to carry you to a victory. You know, you could trot out Oprah, you could trot out Clooney. They don't resonate with the common folk. They never have. They probably never will. And I don't think it's really even worthwhile. And that works on the other side. I don't think Kid Rock adds a ton of value to Donald Trump. I thought Bobby Kennedy and Elon Musk added some level of impact. You want to throw in Tulsi Gabbard as well? A Democrat flipping and going Republican with name value like Elon Musk and Bobby Kennedy? Yeah. Kid Rock, George Clooney, Oprah? Nah. Great sound bites. Optics.
Michelle Obama was asked yesterday on a podcast about
how hard it is to do a podcast and not suck,
on whether she's going to run for president.
Oh,
was this Kylie's? Or
I believe you're correct on Sensen. I believe this is Kylie Kelsey. I didn't know because I couldn't pick Kylie Kelsey out of a lineup.
Oh, really?
It's a good point. I couldn't.
I love her. I'm a fan.
She has an Eagle sweatshirt on, so I'm assuming yes, it is.
Oh, is that Kylie?
Kylie Kelsey.
Now, that's Jason's wife. Right?
I guess so.
Okay, yeah.
Dawn.
Pretty girl.
Dawn, yes. Can, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
She's pregnant with their fourth child.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. She asked Michelle Obama about running for president.
So when people ask me, would I ever run? The answer is no. If you ask me that, then you have absolutely no idea the sacrifice that your kids make when your parents are in that role. Not only am I not interested in politics in that way, but the thought of like putting my girls back into that, that spotlight when they are just now establishing themselves. It's
yes.
Like, okay, I think we've done enough. Question asked and answered. Never going to happen.
There you go.
Yeah, you've had 12 years. You've had three terms. You haven't had your fill yet. I don't know what will get you that fill. But I guess now we can officially scratch her off. So when odds start to come out in 2026, 2027 of a short list of Democrats for the nominee, Michelle Obama should not show up there.
I believe Dawn and I were the only ones on this entire radio station that always said consistently, Michelle Obama is never running for president, ever.
If we get a slow day in July and it's 2027 and I need to throw a stink and I need to throw a stink bomb into the ring, I'm going to throw Michelle out there.
Speaking of the Eagles,
by the way, do we truly believe her there?
Yes, I guess.
I do. And the reason I believe her now this time for sure, she was pretty declarative there and pretty definitive. But also, if you're glad that your kids are out of that spotlight, you probably don't want to put them back in that spotlight. Which I do give credit to Dawn, your gal Melania. She's always done a very nice job of keeping Barron out of that spotlight as a minor. Now he's 18; he's more out there, but. Yeah, as a parent, you don't want to put them in that, especially with today's crazy people. I got it. I get it.
Good for Kylie. Look, Kylie Delco girl, I love her. I'm a big fan. Good for her. She's getting huge headlines.
And her podcast is higher rated than Michelle's.
No, her podcast is like
is one of the most downloaded
podcasts of all podcasts.
Yeah. So she's up there with the Rogans and stuff.
Shoko rules.
She's up there with Rogan, Call Her Daddy, like all of those podcasts, the New York Times one. It's like she's always in the top four, top five.
Speaking of women making a splash, whatever happened to Hawk Tua Girl? Anybody ever notice that? She just vanished.
Thank God. Thank God.
After that whole scam.
She had a podcast, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Thank God. Yeah.
Speaking of the Eagles, Clay Travis interviewed President Trump on Air Force One, asked him about the Eagles' White House visit.
Yeah, this was on the way to Philly, I believe, for the wrestling championship.
He's like, because, you know, they didn't go last time. So how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. There's an update, by the way. The Chiefs are coming to the...
Okay.
All right, roll this.
The Philadelphia Eagles are coming to the White House soon. I know you were at the Super Bowl. They booed Santa Claus, Philadelphia Eagles.
Enough. I like Clay. But come on, stop. Come on. Stop with the 1960s or 19... Whenever I don't even know when the hell that happened. All right, I'm so like tired of the stupid talking point of they booed Santa. They threw snowballs. Give the context of the story of how they couldn't, Santa was trying to throw candy and he couldn't reach the fans, and that's why they gave him the business.
Gosh.
Yeah,
I thought I was done defending Philadelphia and the other format I used to waste my life on.
God. I agree with you. Like, it's a tired old talking point.
You know, if you've never been to Philadelphia, we booed Santa Claus, we have cheesesteaks, Rocky ran up the steps, and that's it. That's it. Kalen Company doesn't exist. Dawn Stensland's Emmys on television are not a thing. It's just about Santa, Rocky, and cheesesteaks. Oh, but I hear about 50,000 things about New York City, though. Oh, the city that doesn't sleep. The concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Stupid tall buildings. Overrated media hacks. The pizza's overrated. Oh, we worship New York, and Philadelphia's an armpit. Philadelphia's known for three things. Three. Come on, Clay. Expect more out of you.
Okay, can I?
Yeah.
Can I finish this?
Okay. By the way, the audio. Never interview somebody on a plane.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
And there's a video of it. Like, it's just. Anyway,
Rose. The Philadelphia Eagles are coming to the White House soon. I know you were at the Super Bowl. They booed Santa Claus, Philadelphia Eagle fans did back in the day. I know you're a big sports fan. What did it mean that you were cheered at the Super Bowl? What does it reflect that sports fans seem to be coming together for you? And that the Eagles are coming to the White House this time. They didn't want to come the last time. How have things changed?
Well, and actually, they did want to come. A lot of people wanted to come, including the coach, who was a terrific guy, by the way. But the coach wanted to come. The general manager wanted to come. The owner wanted to come. Now, they had a lot of people want to come. Some of the players wanted to come. And I just said, just forget it.
Right.
I also had the problem with the San Francisco basketball team.
Golden State Warriors.
They said, well, we'll think about it. And I said, you don't have to think. You're uninvited.
Also, obviously.
There you go.
So that's pretty interesting that, according to Trump, Doug Peterson, who was the head coach of the first Super Bowl team, Howie Roseman, the general manager, still there, and Jeff Lurie, obviously the owner, they all were on board with going, and we know Jeff Lurie is not a Trump supporter by any stretch, but it was a handful, some of whatever that quantity might be of the players. You know, this is my stance that's been the same now since Trump won, and we saw kind of publicly more athletes, you know, Patrick Mahomes' wife, Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Chiefs. I think if you were to poll the NFL, Major League Baseball, I guess to a lesser extent the NBA, the NHL hockey players for sure. You want to throw in golfers on the PGA Tour, perhaps MLS soccer players. If you were to ask all of these athletes in all of those five or six main sports, UFC for sure, are you political? Yes or no? Okay, did you vote? How did you vote? I would think that more than 50% of American pro athletes voted for Donald Trump this time around. Whether you can get them on the record to say it or off the record are two different things.
I would agree with that.
If I had to guess,
I would agree with that.
Maybe 60-40 in favor of Trump.
I would agree with that.
I really do.
Get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. I want to play a video of a great white shark. They caught a great white shark came to the beach in the Outer Banks, and they tried to save it and put it back. Would you have done this?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have done this.
No, I'm running like a Frenchman.
So picture it. You know, you're on the beach. You know where the water meets the beach, the sand, and there's a great white shark there.
I mean, I freak out when there's jellyfish.
Do you take the shark and try and set it back into the ocean so it can survive, or do you? What do you do? YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. It's a big sucker, too.
It is. 20 feet?
It takes like
25.
I want to say like 5 or 6 guys to get this thing back in. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Roll it. Go. See, so it's out there on the beach.
Look at these guys.
So they grab it by the tail and the fin. And they're trying to, like, I don't know if I would do this.
No shot.
I guess it's not that big.
15 feet?
And then they, what do you think? And then they set it free.
Yeah, I would have called Quint and killed that sucker.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. It really is. Like, I saw this, I was like, you know, look, these guys, I have faith in humanity again.
I know.
They're like, this thing can eat me, but I'm going to try and save it. I'm going to do my best to save it.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You mess around and get bit by that sucker, I don't want to hear it. I don't feel bad for you. Mm-mm.
Would you have done that? YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Would you have saved the great white?
Ugh.
Phil, can you put up a poll question in the YouTube chat?
I couldn't. I just know.
Did we ever get 21, Phil?
Did 21? We ever get the movie?
No. Cut 21. Yeah. Do you have it? Let me see
scrolling
here.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay, good. Sorry, he asked me a question about it, and I never answered him, but luckily he did it on his own. This New York girls basketball coach was fired for a hair-pulling incident with the players. Did you guys see this?
I did.
So this is a New York basketball coach, Jim Zula, who was fired by Northville Central School District on Friday following the post-game incident. Northville lost to the Lafargeville, 43-37 during a Class D New York State Championship game at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. And you can see in this video that one of the girls was not listening to him or something like that, and then he pulls her ponytail.
Yeah.
Roll this, Phil. Oh, man. I don't know. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Now she starts to cry. Or maybe she was already crying. And then the other girl's like, you know, what are you doing, coach? Kind of looks like Tim Walz.
I love the brunette,
look at that,
long-haired player who stands in front
and, says,
and
nope,
blocks
nope.
him.
Yep.
I love her.
Yep.
Look at her, and she points.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, to me, so you said he was fired, correct? The coach?
Yes, okay. And he apologized too, by the way. But
you need to be fired for that. This is, you know, this is 2025. My old man was a football coach, and he was the kind of guy back in the 90s that would grab a kid by the face mask and, you know, rattle it a little bit and tell him to get fired up and stop jumping off sides. And nowadays, you'd get fired for that, so I'm not surprised at all that he got whacked.
I don't mean to be sexist, but like you don't do that.
She's
to a
girl.
Female. Yeah, you don't do that to a female.
Right.
She's a girl, and you're in public, and you think you can do that, which means that's not the first time.
He would get fired if that was a guy. If that was a boy that had a ponytail or your braids or dreadlocks, and he pulled a guy like that, he'd get fired as well.
So just to give the full story and the full context, according to the coach, the coach said that the player that he pulled the ponytail of was directing an expletive towards him, the coach, after he instructed her to shake hands with the opposing team, which led to the incident.
So he says shake hands. She says bleep you.
Yep.
He tugs the hair and is out of a job. Yeah.
Yep.
Rightfully so.
But
did they cover, though?
It's just weird because it doesn't really, with that, you know, was it, how much later was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would guess this is all in a matter of 60 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably, you know, she's probably crying because they're on the losing end. I'm guessing the losing, is that Northville? Yeah, the purple jerseys are Northville. So they lost by 6 points.
Yeah.
So she's probably crying her eyes out because she lost in the state semifinals and can't win a state championship. Understandable. I get it. High school athletes cry when they, and college athletes lose when they cry in a big championship type setting. And, you know, she didn't want to shake hands, and the coach is all for sportsmanship, but you got to go about it in a better fashion, guy.
Yeah.
You can't be yanking the girl's hair.
Agreed.
I mean, yeah. if I'm the dad, I might come down from the bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That would have been, I would have ended him.
Yeah. And if that was, if my daughter's in a dance setting like that, and yeah, the female instructor did that, my wife would go up there and give her the business.
I mean, that's a good, it's a good comparison, Cal. Like, if your girls played basketball, yeah, and there was a dude that did that to your daughters.
I would go right down there, or in the dance setting, if the female instructor that owns the dance studio yanked Mia's ponytail for, you know, crying because she came in third place instead of getting first and not being a good sport, my wife would probably go up there and get right in the female's face.
He's 81 years old, Jim Zullo.
Yep.
And he's also facing charges, by the way, of harassment.
Oh, boy.
So he's facing, the police are investigating this.
So he's 81.
Yeah. He's 81.
So we need
Hall of Fame high school coach.
We need term limits in high school coaching as well, apparently. Like, dude, you're 81, you're still coaching high school ball?
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT to vote on the poll question. Would you have saved the great white shark? All right, guys, guess. Yes or no? Would you have saved the great white shark? Who's winning right now?
I'm going to say 72% said no.
You would be wrong, and Dawn would be correct. So, yes.
Yeah, we either have a lot of good Samaritans in this audience.
Or liars.
A lot of liars.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to vote on the poll question. Would you have saved that great white shark that those good Samaritans did in the Outer Banks? And we have to break.
All right. Kale and Company, as we roll on, Dawn Stensland's Big Three on the way. Movies, music, a preview for what Dawn has lined up in 40 minutes as we continue. Kale and Company back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Good morning. We are sponsored in the Big 3 this morning by Natural Lawn of America. So in the news this morning, we have, yes, author of the Bimbo Eruptions herself, author of Basket of Deplorables herself, Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh, she back too?
With the class, How to Bleach Your, you know what, your, how to bleach your server. She is commenting on this whole situation, reposting the Atlantic article, and with little eyeballs saying, you've got to be kidding me.
Hmm.
Hillary Clinton. And so that's gaining a lot of reaction.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary has joined the chat. Thankfully, Mike Waltz did not include Hillary on the initial post.
Nobody included her in much of anything.
Yeah.
Clinton Bill.
It's amazing how these people can't go away. She's done. Her career's over, right? It's just books, podcasts, the occasional media appearance. These people don't know when that, you know, they've reached their expiration date. I'll tell you what, whether it's a high school basketball coach, a senator, a congressman, or Hillary Clinton, when I know my time is up, I'm going. And I'm going quickly. I will not be one of these hang-on people. Not in this industry or any other walk of life. Some people just don't know when to walk away.
We have two airplane stories, if you will. Boeing is expected to withdraw guilty pleas in those two deadly 737 MAX crashes. That's a headline this morning. And another one, this is incredible, that Good Samaritans are credited with helping save these plane crash victims after their aircraft, their plane went missing over a mountain range in Alaska. So one of these small planes overdue and then according to the Alaska National Guard, they were searching for survivors. And in fact, now it looks like they've helped save three of these plane crash victims. That's the latest word that we have. We've talked a lot about plane crashes.
We really have. A lot of, you know, if you're on a flight, what is your worst nightmare? Being lost out at sea being lost over rough terrain or dealing with some lunatic in the aisle that I just read this other story. We've had all these, you know, decorum issues on flights that the pilot had to go back. There was apparently an individual, and I don't know if it was a male or a female. I think it was a male that was in the bathroom on the flight in the back for over an hour. And the guy was dealing with constipation.
And oh,
the
no.
Yeah, and the New York Post had this story. I have it in my pile over here.
So it's got to be true.
Well, the guy, the pilot allegedly drug the passenger out of the bathroom because there was others that needed to use it.
Yeah.
And this man's in there struggling because he's a little, you know, blocked up.
It's like Caddyshack. It's gophering up and down.
I have this story here.
Oh my God.
Let's see if I can find this.
Isn't that Caddyshack? What movie was that?
With the gopher.
The gopher? It's like the gopher. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know?
I mean, I get it. You know, we've all been there, but dude, you can't be in there for an hour.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, especially, you know, those are so small, and there's only one or two of them,
yeah.
Right? So you have to be courteous.
And we've heard these terrible stories of those that are sitting on the can for too long. It's not good for you.
No, it's not. It's not. So if it doesn't come out in the first push or two,
oh my goodness,
then you buckle back up and you drink a little more coffee and try and turn things up a little bit. Right?
So if we're questioning the New York Post, I just Googled the story. USA Today has it as well.
Yeah.
Travelers sue United Airlines and allege pilot forcibly removed the passenger from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let me give you.
I don't blame them. I would too.
Two passengers on a United Airlines flight alleged in a federal lawsuit filed Wednesday that a pilot forcibly removed one of them from the plane's bathroom and made anti-Semitic remarks to them. Yisrael Lieb and Jacob Sabag.
Yeah.
I totally butchered those names, but we'll go with them.
Who made the anti-Semitic remarks? The gophering dude? Constipated dude?
I'm thinking, let's see here. This was filed in New York.
I'm sorry.
Against the airline, the Department of Homeland Security, Customs, and Border Protection, and TSA are all involved. It took place on a flight from Mexico to Houston on January 28th, where Lieb was forcibly removed from the bathroom and then detained by CBP. Lawsuit states that the plaintiff experienced, quote, significant unwarranted delay in their travel plans, physical injuries, great discomfort, extreme emotional distress, and public embarrassment. And also feel sexually violated and embarrassed.
Well, you know, because he's there.
After having been publicly exposed in the nude.
Because he's there all nude, you know.
He was nude?
The plaintiff alleges that he was dealing with a bout of constipation.
Sometimes you need to get comfortable.
So he took all of his clothes off.
Yeah.
He's in there naked?
Yeah.
Well, his pants were down, I think. Most people, when they try to do number two, they take their pants down. I guess you could, you know, keep them on, but that really defeats the purpose. So, yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. So which one would you, what would you rather have? Would you rather be drug out of a stall, crash in the Atlantic, or go down in the mountains like Dawn was talking about in Alaska?
Well, thank God.
I'd rather not fly.
I know, right?
I'm telling you, man, pontoons are the way to go.
No, I'm not. I'm done flying.
All right, I'm going to go with, I have to find something lighter.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was your number three. I didn't mean to.
No, we're only on number two.
Okay, I see.
See what I did there? Elizabeth Banks is going to deliver the keynote address at Penn's graduation. They've just,
nice.
Actress Elizabeth Banks.
She was.
Was that Penn?
I think of her in Hunger Games.
Probably
was she in Hunger Games?
A very
woke
message.
Wasn't she? She was like the outlandish sort of newscaster who would.
We have a thing called Google. We can look.
Elizabeth
Banks.
Remember her?
Elizabeth Banks. Very pretty.
Yeah.
51.
She's 51?
51, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. She looks great.
Yeah. I bet you she gives a good cut sheet.
Yeah, she was in Hunger Games. Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
Yep.
Spider-Man? She was in Spider-Man?
So are we going to get lectured on something really, really left-wing at this speech?
I don't know.
Oh, 40-year-old
version. 40-year-old
version. 40-year-old version, if I remember.
It was one of her big.
Yeah.
She'll lecture us on, you know, DEI?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Will she?
Maybe she'll give us a speech on abortion, female rights. I could see it happening.
Yeah.
When is this coming up?
It is coming up very soon, in early June. I did not know that she's a UPenn, much like President Trump. She's a, I had to say that. She's a Penn alum.
All right.
And she will speak at the 269th commencement. 269th. Excuse me. It's Monday, May 19th.
Maybe she'll lecture President Trump on the fact that he rescinded $175 million in federal funding to the school. We got to have I think we should send out some staff members to cover this.
It'd
be huge.
Well, she was a 1996 Penn grad.
Mm.
Natural Lawn of America, thank you for sponsoring our big three. From organic fertilizer to safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn makes sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Choose Natural Lawn. Get free seeding. Do this every year. Just call 800-FREE-SEED now. Thank you, Natural Lawn of America, for sponsoring our big three.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn. I'm checking out her Wikipedia page. Elizabeth Banks supports gun control, abortion rights. She was a vocal supporter of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. She was also involved in a rendition of Rachel Platten's single Fight Song with other celebrities at the 2016 DNC. She has stated she is a feminist. You know what? Let's get her on. She's a feminist, right?
Yeah.
Let's ask her if she thinks that men should be involved in female athletics.
Oh, boy.
Does she believe biological men have the right to be in a female locker room or bathroom in sports and in schools? She's a feminist, right? So her stance, her position should be that dudes should stay in their own facilities. But I'm guessing she won't say that. And I'm guessing we'll never get her on anyway. All right, coming up next, we'll find out what Jimmy Kelly has for the morning mystery movie clip.
I could do former radio hosts and stuff, but like, yes. What? No, I'm just.
What about what?
No, it's all good. What? It's all good. Never mind.
What, you can't do me?
No. I mean, like, you know, Elizabeth Banks.
Huh.
She's not going to come on.
All right. I was just throwing it out there. Open invite. We welcome anybody.
Yep.
We're very inclusive here. Back after this. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, we'll get to movies and music in a bit, but first a little bit more.
By the way, the Bill Maher said on his podcast over the weekend, he was talking to Andrew Schultz, that he is in fact going to the White House. We reported that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That he was invited to go to the White House by Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, brokering peace, yep. Showing a nice little bipartisan touch.
And apparently he's getting some pushback from some of his fan base.
Well, of course. Uh-oh.
And this is what he said to them.
Okay.
Roll it, Phil.
Kid Rock was here a couple of weeks ago, and he said, I want you to meet Trump. He said, I'm going to take you to the White House. So now we're going to do that.
I think there will be
lots of people on the left who will be like, how dare you talk to this man? It's like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not playing this game that you mean girls play.
Yes.
Where like, oh, you know what? You can't sit at my lunch table because I'm just not talking to you. You lost the election. Who the f*** do you think you have to talk to?
It's
one thing if you win it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another thing if you lose it.
You got to start talking to people.
Have to talk. And I see Gavin Newsom is doing this now. He's changed his tune. He's got a podcast. And the first guest was Charlie Kirk.
I thought that was...
You know,
I thought that was brilliant.
He mentioned me. He said, like, I'm noticing what Bill does, talks to both sides, like is left leaning, but not afraid to criticize the people on his team. Like, we got to get more of this going.
This has to become
the center. This has to become a real center. Right now, it's like it's a few lonely islands that need to like become a bigger sandbar.
Yeah. No, for real. You're right. Like, it needs to be normalized.
That's the one thing I like about Bill Maher, is the fact that he will criticize those on the left that are his fans, his audience, as far as when he's talking about figures that they look up to politically. Like, I've always said, just because I'm a Trump voter and a Trump supporter, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they are batting 1,000 if they're batting 500. You wouldn't expect that from me if I was doing sports talk. If the Eagles were 4-4 and I told you they were great, you'd think I'm crazy. So it's just about being honest and objective. Now, here's the thing about Marr. He took a shot at Zelensky, which I love. He says, quote, "I'm not going to dress like Zelensky." He's revealing his plans to go to the White House. The article's up on Fox News. Not a effing Lululemon outfit. Zelensky pulled up looking like a yoga instructor. Like, I'm assuming Bill Maher will show up looking the part, which is my whole beef with Zelensky. It's like, dude, if we're going to give you $350 billion, you can at least find a, you know, a TJ Maxx when you're here and you know, put on like a $200 suit. Okay?
I love TJ Maxx.
I mean, you look worse than Nick Kale at Piazza Auto in December, which I'll never live down.
By the way,
you looked great.
It was awful. It was
no,
bad.
No, it was not.
It's because I got fat and I needed flexible, stretchy pants.
We've all been there. Men in Spanx.
By the way, our good friend Sarah Weiss on the YouTube chat said there is a pro Elon support rally at the Tesla dealership in Warminster from noon to 2 p.m. this Saturday. So thank you for that info,
thank
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Love you.
There is a
She's
pro
going to Italy, you know?
With you. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's right. Dawn's leaving for Italy.
God bless
like
her.
Next Thursday next or Thursday. Wednesday or whatever.
Coming up.
What are we going to do without you?
I'll have to call in from Italy. We'll call in all liquored up.
No, yeah.
I'm teasing.
I would love that. I'd love to hear you after a bottle of red on a bad cell phone.
Guess what?
Halfway
I
around the planet.
By the way, I wasn't joking yesterday, Dawn, and I probably should have got your blessing with this,
what?
But I didn't. I want your son to become a contributor to Kalen Company.
Aw, he would love that.
I know.
Are you kidding?
I know.
We're big in the 18-plus demo here.
We need the 18-plus.
We were talking in the break room, like, seriously, you guys, and this is part, I mean, I'm going to get off of Clint, but thank you. Like, he just loved being here and loves those, you know, male role models. You guys were so kind, especially Greg. You were just wonder. He just, that's always Greg Stocker, Greg Stocker. You know, I shouldn't like say all good things, but he's like, I love Greg. Oh, Greg. You know, well, Greg.
Look, David was very impressive.
Yeah, he's going
to
be.
Tell him not to take my job until I die at 60.
I'm serious about everybody's done the, like, not everybody, but people have done the husband-wife duo. And I know you had Larry on yesterday, Dawn. But, like, nobody's done the mom and son radio show, which I think is incredibly intriguing.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, look, I take chances. That's what I do as the brand manager on this radio station. I take chances and like, I'm doing things that nobody else is doing. That's why we're successful here. But David Menti is going to become a contributor because, in quite honestly, like, we can't speak to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
We can't. I used to be the young guy. I used to be the young hip guy.
Yeah.
I'm not that anymore.
I don't want to speak to 10-year-olds.
I am... I need the viewpoint of 18-year-olds,
yes.
and they need to be engaged in what we do.
They're adults.
Or this industry is going to cease to exist. So yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah, so once he's done with school, he can come in here once a week if he wants to.
And by the way, you touched on, you know, the industry.
I'll pay him. No, I will.
Yeah, of course.
He'll be thrilled. He would love it.
Yeah, I would advise him as his agent not to take it for pro bono.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold you up for money.
Nobody comes in here like no. He'll get some shekels.
I'm officially his special advocate.
I mean, it's not gonna be much. He's not gonna get rich. He's not gonna get rich. But you know, he should know that from mommy and daddy. Like no. You want to get into radio? You ain't gonna get.
It's funny you said mommy and daddy, Dawn, too, or Greg, you said it, as far as the husband-wife duo has been done before in media. I as the never-ending promoter and always thinking about pro wrestling, how about this for a tag match at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Dawn and Lair Bear against Mika and Joe.
As long as you just call him Lair Bear because it makes him crazy.
Dawn and Larry would destroy those
two. Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
My lord. We have to break again.
All right. Sorry. Phil's in here. We'll get to the movies first, and then we'll get to the music. That's not a good. It's not a good look for the executive producer of the show. He lost track of the clock.
Yeah.
It's like Andy Reid with timeouts. We're back after this. Stay right there.
Got to talk about the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, and Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and so much more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, oh, you're going to find that luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive. What are you waiting for? Schedule the test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. Just go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Hey, March 25th, we celebrate the birthdays of Elton John, who's 78, and Steve Norman from Spandau Ballet, who's 65. Heavenly birthday shouts to Jeff Healey and Aretha Franklin. We also lost Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters in 2022. Sing includes Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot in 74, Rebels by Tom Petty in 85, and Voices Carry by Till Tuesday on the same day. Album include the Power Station's debut in 85, Meteora by Linkin Park in 2003, Metal Church 11 by Metal Church in 2016, and Arise by Sepultura in 91. Also in 2005, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne were forced to flee their home after a blaze broke out as they slept. In 86, GNR signed with Geffen Records. In 72, A Horse With No Name by America is atop the singles chart. In 69, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their week-long bed-in. In 67, Pink Floyd played three shows in 24 hours. In 2007, Elton John set the then record for most performances at MSG in New York with 60. Billy Joel now holds the record with 150. And at 80, Rick Springfield makes his first appearance on General Hospital. But lastly, an Elvis story I know Greg will like. On this day in 2020, it's day 15,561 since Elvis died, the exact number of days he lived, making him now dead longer than he was alive.
For Kayla Company, I feel like
what a gem that is. You will not get that anywhere else, good. Folks. That is good work. All right, the Dawn Show in 6 minutes and 14 seconds, and we find out what she has lined up right now.
Oh, you're going to love it. We've got our favorite economist to talk about the economy, all the Trump tariff news, Michael Bussler, Professor Dr. Michael Bussler. You love him. He's going to be here in the 10 o'clock hour. In the 11 o'clock hour, Hercules. You're going to love it, so stay right there. We have a lot of breaking news and a ban I support. It has begun. The move to ban something in this country. I think you're going to support this ban, so we will talk about that.
All right, look at that. Supporting a ban. She's hooked me. Could it be Democrats? Could it be women?
No.
We will find out.
Well, it's something you eat.
Ah, I'm definitely tuning in. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show, she's coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow for a Tony Bruno Wednesday. Until then,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.